I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need you on the show tonight, man. There's too much basketball to talk about to not talk about it between the Timberwolves and the Gopher situation. And he says, that's fine, but I got to tell you, I've just been watching hockey all year with these kids playing hockey. What have you learned, Trent, about the sport of hockey? Does it mirror basketball at all in terms of trying to get two-on-one advantages and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I see a lot of similarities. I see a lot of similarities to basketball and breakouts and creating, you know, two-on-ones and just trying to create a man advantage. So now that I'm beginning to learn a little bit more about the game, so I can see a lot of similarities between hockey and basketball.
Parents the same, hockey and basketball?
Sometimes I think, yeah. It all depends on where you're at. You know,
Yeah. Good way of putting it.
Yeah, parents are very intense, and you know, they cheer for their teams, they cheer for their kids. They want to see everyone go out and play well and have a good time. But fans and parents are very enthusiastic about seeing their teams do well.
Was it the same when you were the athletic director of the Minneapolis City Conference? I mean, is the spirit of the parents the same or is it different?
Yeah, it's the same. You know, when you have a good team, and especially in a community setting, and those fans have been a part of that school system for a very long time, the passion has been there for a very long time. And it's always nice to see when you have good teams going head-to-head.
Yeah, Minneapolis North, of course, has been great in basketball. Now, they got beat badly by Minnehaha the other night. And that says something about Minnehaha, doesn't it? Because North is really good, undefeated. And Minnehaha took them down, took Hopkins down, took Waseca down, all teams that were really good and trending in the right direction. Minnehaha must really be good.
Well, they got the best player in the country, you know, in Chet Holmgren. And I think he's just been named the Naismith Player of the Year, I think, of that nature.
Yeah, and Masterpiece kids are great.
Right, and last year they were very good also with Jalen Suggs, who's now at Gonzaga, doing some wonderful things as well. But, you know, that's a wonderful basketball program, and when you have the best player in the country, you know, you expect good things to happen.
Trent, the Timberwolves last night, we were talking to Sam Mitchell about it, they went on a roll and it kind of came out of nowhere. Is there anything that you see, you know, when a head coach comes in like that, and Finch doesn't have a lot of time to work with these guys because they limit the practices so much because of protocol, what can he do and what have you seen? Because up till last night, it looked a lot like the same.
Well, the one thing I liked about what he said, you know, after they lost their last game before the All-Star break, he said he was going to hold guys accountable. And you have to do that. And if players are not willing to do the things that you're asking them to do on the floor, well, then you have to hold them accountable for that. And throughout the first part of the season, you didn't see a whole lot of that. And when he first came into Taco, he was trying to assess to see where the players were at. You know, but any head coach, when you're put into that position, you know, you have to be the guy in charge. And hopefully going forward, you know, his message will get through to his players so they can begin to play some better basketball.
Okay, so in the NBA, these contracts are pretty outlandish right now. And you know, with the salary cap, they make so much money. How do you hold guys accountable that have all the money in the world that they'll ever need? Is that the ultimate challenge?
Playing time. You know, if you're not doing the things that you need to do on the floor, you know, I take your playing time. And one way to get your message across quickly is by taking someone's playing time. You're not going to take the playing time just because you don't like them or you're trying to send a certain type of message. But when they're not doing what they're supposed to do, energy, passion, not engaged, not hustling, not doing the little things on the floor to help the team win, that's when you have to send that message. At the end of the day, no matter how much money these guys make, the coach is still the head guy in charge. And Mike, I've always said this. If they're going to fire you, make sure they fire you doing things your way.
Now, did you ever play with, without naming names, guys that said, I don't care about playing time. I got my contracts. I got paid. I'll sit here as long as they want me to sit here. Have you run into that ever?
You know, I was lucky enough to have great teammates and guys who wanted to win. You know, but the coaches I played for, you know, they were very demanding that you gave a great effort every single night. Hubie Brown, Rick Pitino. I spent 25 games with Greg Popovich down in San Antonio, and then I get Phil Jackson, you know, at the end of my career. But the guys who I played with, you know, they wanted to make sure that they brought it every single day in practice. And Mike, when you practice a certain way, you play a certain way. And so I was very fortunate, you know, to have great teammates throughout my career.
Okay, the Popper Dopper, though, you know, when you forget he was at one time a young coach, and obviously now you know if you go to San Antonio, you better play for him. LaMarcus Aldridge just got bought out basically, and obviously I think that they must have had some problems meshing there, or meeting expectations, etc. And he's a great player, but how did he win over players early in his career so that now, you know, he's got all that reverence and respect, because you know, it's one thing that you everybody goes, oh yeah, Pop, look how he does it. Well, at one point in time, he didn't have that same credibility. How did he get it?
Well, you know, he had two great players, you know, when he first started. He had David Robinson.
That helps.
And they drafted Tim Duncan. And those two players allow him to coach them. And when the best players allow the coach to coach them hard, coach them the right way, and demand that they do things the right way. And it becomes so much easier now for the other players to fall in line. But he had some difficulties with Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi Leonard said, hey, you know, I'm injured, I'm not going to play. And then San Antonio made the deal to send him off to Toronto. But, you know, when you run into a confrontation with your best player, and both of you guys are very, very stubborn, at the end of the day, more times than not, the player will win out.
Yes, for sure. Now, the Gopher basketball team is in a predicament. Most people think Richard Pitino will not be back, etc. Just tell me what you saw from this team this year, because, yes, there were injuries, but there also were, you know, a lot of really bad play at the end of the year, which didn't make any sense because there was so much good play at the beginning of the year. How did you see it?
I mean, you know, that was very surprising to see how they finished off this season, especially at home. We knew that this team, throughout the first part of the season, they were very strong on the home floor. They won some really, really tough games. They beat Iowa, you beat Purdue, you beat Michigan. On the road, they had their struggles. But I think the most surprising thing for a lot of Gopher fans coming down the stretch, especially at the end of the season, to see how this team just fell apart and came unglued on their home floor.
Do you think that the poor execution, that has nothing to do with, you know, experience or whatnot, because they threw the ball away and they missed so many free throws?
Well, it's all about, you know, the focus and the mental toughness, you know, knowing that these games are crucial. And sometimes, you know, players respond to pressure differently. Even though you should beat Northwestern and Nebraska coming down the stretch, but you were not able to do that because you could not maintain that focus. And that's where mental toughness comes into play. And at the end of the season, they did not have the leadership that they needed on the floor to sustain and finish off the season the right way.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I understand how it's tough out there, and you're playing in front of no fans and pandemic and all those things, and everybody is now. Duke is out with their own issues, and I think there's three teams right now that are bowed out with COVID. So a lot of this stuff we can't ever, you know, relate to an extent, unless I think you lived through it and saw it. But in Minnesota, and you're very familiar with the landscape, you don't have to get them all anymore. You just got to get some of them, and you can win and win big. Do you believe that the first thing that has to happen, though, is the kids in Minnesota have to believe that Minnesota is an NBA ticket kind of a thing?
Well, you know, you have to sell your program, but also, you know, you have to sell the Twin Cities as well. And you have to convince, you know, some of these young players who are in your backyard on why they should stay here and build their own dynasty. It's a lot of selling that you have to do. It's very tough I don't know, I spoke to Patrick Ewing just recently. He says it's very hard trying to convince 17, 18 years old to come play for you. So it's a very, very tough, grinding gig. But that's why these guys make the big bucks. And if the Gophers, you know, going forward are able to keep some of this rich talent that we have in our backyard, then things for this program could begin to turn around very quickly.
Yeah, because it wouldn't take much, would it?
No, I mean, I tell you right now, Mike, you know, if I had the best player in the country in my backyard, less than, say, 10, 15 minutes away from my campus, as much as I could, as long as the rules allow me to do this, I would be knocking on his door every single day.
You know, you hear the name Brian Dutcher, and you actually played for Brian Dutcher. He's assistant coach with the Gophers. You play for everybody, but Dutcher was not. What was he like then, and what have you seen?
Well, I mean, you know, Brian Dutcher has shown that, you know, he's a very, very high-level coach. He was able to put his team last year in the rankings in the top five. At one point in time, a year ago, they were ranked number one in the country. I think he also coached Kawhi Leonard, you know, before he found his way to the NBA. So he understands what it takes to put a team together. He knows how to recruit. He learned from his father, who was a wonderful basketball coach during my time at the University of Minnesota. So if Brian Dutcher ends up being the guy going forward, if they are to make a change, I believe he would do a very good job for this program.
And he's got some experience, as they say, right? He's got some seasoning.
He has some seasoning, but also you have to be able to connect outside of your program. You just can't sell Dinky Town. You have to sell the Twin Cities. So you have to build those relationships, you know, with people outside of your program, so that now when kids come to visit along with their parents on the weekend, we're not just selling the University of Minnesota, you know, from an academic and an athletic standpoint, but also we're selling this university is so well connected to the community as well. And when you bring those community people in to talk about, you know, how good certain things can be for your kids going forward, that just might get the job done.
Would you ever want to be an assistant coach at the college level of the university if it came up, or are you past that now with kids and everything?
You know, I love to teach. You know, I don't have to be in the forefront, Mike. I don't have to be out front. You know, if someone, you know, felt like that I could help them, you know, I could play a small role by being in the background. And if I can help a young person develop his game to become better, all of a sudden now the team becomes better. You know, let the head coaches coach, let the assistant coaches coach. But if they feel like that Trent Tucker can be of value to them, I'm willing to listen.
Yeah, I just asked Sam Mitchell this question, and I'm going to ask you the same question because we saw this with the Gophers. They are a horrendous shooting team. And as I watch it anyway, and I'm more novice about this than you are, they get open shots, they just can't make them. And I say, well, why is that? It looks like they have the right form and everything. Why is it that some kids are good shooters in an empty gym and they can't shoot in games even though they get open shots? What's the disconnect there?
Well, you know, it's just technique and working on your shot every single day. But having somebody that can help you identify why your shot is not going in. And sometimes it's not a major thing. It's a small tweak here or there. But if you don't have that person who can understand and identify why things are off, then it's hard to correct those small mistakes.
Is that just a confidence thing, or is it more than that?
It's a confidence thing, but also it's a technical thing. You know, when you got the right teachers in place, Mike, you know, then good things can happen for you.
Absolutely, and it all goes hand in hand. Hey, you go watch a hockey game. I never thought I'd say that to you, but appreciate you very much.
All right, Mike, thanks for your time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road, any road, the steeper the better,
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.